Good day. I am Muscatine Radio General Manager Jamie Hopkins, and I welcome you to Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. It's a series of candidate interviews leading up to the 2012 general election, along with live election night coverage on November 6th. Today, I welcome to the studio Democratic challenger for State Representative John DeBeat from Muscatine. He's running against Republican State Representative Mark Lofgren, also of Muscatine, for the new 91st House District. John, thank you for choosing to provide the listeners in our broadcast area more information about you. I think you and your opponent would agree that the way that we ensure voting rights and the peaceable transfer of leadership in this country is to engage citizens, help them learn enough to make a wise decision, and spur them to vote. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree.
Our responsibility as a community broadcaster is to provide you airtime as you participate in Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. So the format here is an open answer response to the same five questions for each candidate that we profile with a hard stop at the 15-minute mark. The length of your answers will determine how many questions we get through. And so before we begin, would you talk about geographically what that new 91st House District represents since we've dealt with some redistricting recently?
Yeah, first of all, good morning, Jamie, and good morning, Muscatine. And thanks for having me here on your TV, on radio show. And I'm very excited because I want to go to Des Moines to serve people. So District 91 includes mainly the city of Muscatine, and it goes from Stockton all the way to Fruitland, which is the eastern part of Muscatine County.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start. Question number one. For those not familiar with your campaign or your platform, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask, what do you stand for?
Well, as an educator for 22 years, definitely education will be the first and my top priority. I have been in education for 22 years, and I have been teaching at community colleges for all these years. Education is the best, and I will repeat, the best investment for us here in Muscatine, in Iowa, in the United States, because creating a quality educational system from preschool all the way to universities will guarantee that our students can be very competitive in the United States and also globally. And that is very important issue for me. So education definitely is a top priority. And as I have been knocking on doors and meeting with people and talking to them, you know, people are concerned about the quality of education. People are concerned about their kids' future. And for that reason, I think that the best investment that we can have, all of us, as a matter of fact, regardless of our political affiliation, is of course to invest in our kids' futures, our grandkids' futures, and so on. So that's one issue. The other issue, of course, is to bring not just jobs to Muscatine area. I stand for bringing a good paying jobs to Muscatine, because each one in Muscatine deserve a good paying jobs. I think people are tired of just getting paid $7.50 or $8 an hour. So I will do my best to bring those big jobs and good paying jobs to Muscatine. I want to make Muscatine a good place for all of us to live in, to grow a family here, to live in an environment that is very safe. So for that reason, I will stand with our law enforcement. I will stand with our emergency personnel also, and I will give them all the support they need in order to continue to do the great jobs that they have been doing for us.
All right. Question number two. If elected, do you plan to vote your conscience or your constituency or your perceived will of the majority of the people in your district?
Well, that's a good question, Jimmy. You know, the people who vote for me and send me to Des Moines are my constituents. But let's remember that when I go to Des Moines, I want to go there to represent everyone, whether they voted for me or not. So definitely my constituents will be the number one for me. I will always go back to them. I will always communicate with them. I'm planning to go to have some sort of a forum every month with my constituents. I want to listen to them. I don't want to just come back in February, March, and April and listen to them. I want to come back and be with them every month and listen to their issues, carry their issues to Des Moines, and be their voice. So, but also at the same time, sometimes you might be faced with the tough decisions. I mean, you cannot please everyone. Okay, but I think the our constituents will be number one, but the conscience goes sometimes hand in hand with that too.
So let's talk about what happens when one of those conflicts arise, when maybe personally you feel one way about a bill, but you're getting a lot of feedback a different direction. Or another example might be a bill that has a good thing overall, or it's called something that is perceived to be good, but there's things inside of it that don't have anything to do with that issue that would be bad.
Well, I always go back to my the people of Muscatine, my constituents, and talk to them. I am planning, once I'm elected, I'm planning to create what I call an advisory group. I want to include everybody. I want to include students. I want to include teachers. I want to include principals. I want to include small business owners, big business people. I mean, I want to include everybody, doctors and everybody. So I want to always go back to them. And those are the people who will be my, what I would call advisory group and my reference. But also I want to go back to everyone. And that's why I suggest that once I go to Des Moines, I will definitely have a forum with everybody once a month, at least once a month, because I want to listen from people. They can call me. You can ask my students. I give them many and different contact information that they can reach me anytime, whether it's day or night. Some of my students, sometimes they have a question and they ask me, they call me at midnight, and I never said no to them. I'm always available for my students, and I will always be available for the citizens of Muscatine.
You're listening to Candidate Profiles as part of Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. Today's guest is John DeBeat, Democratic challenger for state representative. So, John, question number three, public approval for politics and politicians is at an all-time low. Why do you think that is, and what will you do to improve that opinion?
That's, again, a good question too, Jamie. I decided to be in the academia. I have been, as I said, for 22 years. And I do believe that teaching is a noble profession. And I decided to run for a public office because I do believe also that politics is a noble profession too. But sometimes bad politicians makes it bad and hard for all of us who really wants to go there and make a difference. So what I will do, I will work very hard to change that image. I want everybody to know that politicians are human beings, are people who cares about other people, who decided to sacrifice their time to go and be their voice, regardless whether it's in Des Moines or in D.C. or anywhere else. So I'm very happy that I made this decision with the support of my family, friends, and everybody around me. So I will do my best. I will work day and night to change that image because, again, let's remember that politics is a noble profession.
Why do you think public approval is low, though? What are some of those elements that you think create that disconnection?
I think sometimes, politicians forget that they are there to serve people. And that's, I think, that's a major disconnection between the politicians and the people who send them there, whether they voted for them or didn't vote for them. Once you are there, you are representing everyone. So I think that disconnection is there, especially when people tend to serve for many, 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 many years. As time goes on, people will start or tend to start forgetting that, you are there to serve your constituents. You are there to help everybody who send you there and the people who didn't even send you there, meaning who didn't vote for you. So I think that's a major issue that politicians have to look into, consider, evaluate, and go back to the original message, which is, you are there to serve everyone and you have to be available for everyone.
Question number four, to which groups or organizations do you invest your time and your money?
Well, in the past 17 years, I have been well involved with many organizations here in Muscatine. I have been I serve as a president for Muscatine Sister City for almost 15 years, and it's a great organization. I always talk about Sister City and their noble mission in bringing people together and in bridging the understanding among nations. So it means a lot to me. I do serve on Leadership Muscatine, on their steering committee. I myself is a graduate of Muscatine Leadership Program. At the college, I'm very active. I'm the student senate advisor, so I work a lot with my students. We work on many projects. Some of them are community projects, and some of them are more community college projects helping our students. So I serve on many, many organizations. I'm by nature, I'm a very active person. I spent almost 20 years being a director for Sunday school at my church. So I love kids. I love to help kids. Anything with education is very important for me because, again, as I mentioned before, this is our future. If we invest right in our kids and our grandkids, our future will be very, very shiny future, and all of us will be in good position.
Question number 5. Please name 2 significant accomplishments in your life.
Well, it's hard to just limit them to 2, but my family, my kids, and my students are my top accomplishment. Let's talk about my students for a little bit. As a teacher, my best satisfaction that I receive are the satisfaction when I hear from any of my previous students who will call me sometimes or email me and say, John, thank you for all the hard work that you have been doing in the classroom and outside the classroom. Because of that, I am very successful. So there is no gift that anyone can receive that can be compared to, receiving that phone call or that email or that message from previous students telling me about how successful they are. So for us as teachers, and I think for us as politicians, we should be very proud of all the people that we serve because, we are making a huge effect on them. We are changing their life. And believe it or not, they come back. I hear from students who took classes with me 15 years ago and 17 years ago and so on. So that's a big, big thing. The other thing is I'm very proud. I don't do that because I want to be recognized, but I'm very proud with all my volunteerism work here in Muscatine and serving on different organizations. I'm very proud to say that I was the first person to receive the Excellency in Volunteerism Award here in Muscatine, given to me by the Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce. It meant a lot to me. I didn't volunteer my time. I didn't help because I was expecting something, but it meant a lot to me. I mean, receiving that award and that recognition. So it is very important to continue to do the work without expecting anything in return. It is important to continue to help people because people look up at us, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a politician, and so on. People look up at us, and they expect things from us, and that's why we have to work day and night to help everyone. And I mean it, everyone, whether they are Republican, Democrats, or Independent, because when you are there, you are representing all.
You've been listening to Muscatine Democrat John DeBeat running against Republican State Representative Mark Lofgren for Muscatine's new 91st House District. Stay tuned for profiles on United States Congressman Dave Loebsack, State Senator Sean Hammerlink, John Archer, State Representative Tom Sands, Chris Brace, and Sarah Sedlacek. Podcasts of all these candidates' profiles are also available on our website, www.voiceofmuscatine.com. And so finally, I want to emphasize your responsibility to vote on or before Election Day, November 6th. In fact, you can vote right now. If you're unsure how to register or how to get that done, please give our offices a call at Muscatine Radio, 263-2442. And so this has been Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. Thank you for listening, and you're tuning in to the Voice of Muscatine, AM 860 KWPC.